The authoritarian government in Syria has survived all challenges for 35 years. This morning, we'll meet a man who wants to change that. He opposes the family and political party that rule his country, and even prison hasn't stopped him. Now, he's hoping to speed up the reforms that have been expected under the current ruler, Bashar al-Assad. NPR's Deborah Amos has this profile.
This is your field?
Yes. This is my field.
Dr. Kamel Labwani did not see his farm for more than 3 years. He was in prison, in solitary confinement. In 2001, Labwani was part of a small group of dissidents who publicly demanded democracy in Syria. Arrest and imprisonment was the government's response. Now, just a few months out of that jail cell, he's organizing again.
If I have a chance to make the gathering of the opposition here, it is very big.
This farm, outside the village of Zabadani, is about an hour's drive west of Damascus. Labwani, a medical doctor, has been active in opposition politics for 20 years. But even he will tell you that Syria's human rights activists, democracy advocates, and former political prisoners don't add up to a movement.
In our opposition, we have half of 50% working with the security.
In the opposition?
In the opposition, yeah.
You know them?
Yes.
You know them?
Yes, I know them. It is a very, very big problem. And if we have not any kind of protect from outside, they will cut us into pieces.
For that outside protection, Labwani takes a step few in Syria are willing to take. He calls on the United States.
Our people hate the U.S. because it supports the dictatorship for 60 years. I asked for a clear message that the U.S. promised our people democracy and reform. It is a good step to avoid heating.
Downtown Zabadani is a summer resort crowded with tourists from the Gulf states. Labwani works as a family doctor year-round and resumed his practice when he got out of prison.
This is your clinic?
Yes. I work at night and at day, all of time.
He knows everyone here. Their medical histories all kept on file inside his head. He doesn't want the security police to know anything about anyone, even their diseases, so he has no staff.
No secretary, no nurse, because they use it as a spy. No documents. I remember everything.
He knows other secrets about this village. On a drive up into the hills, Labwani points out a large house. This is where Saddam Hussein's half-brother lived for months, he says. Syria turned Sabawi Ibrahim al-Hassan over to the U.S. military in February. Syrian authorities had claimed they'd captured al-Hassan near the border.
Did he walk around in town? Did people see him here?
Yes, he can't move. He has a car.
So everybody in Zabadani knew that Zabawi was here?
There is several persons from Iraqi regime here until now.
It is also likely Syria's security police know all about Labwani's activities. Over lunch with Dr. Labwani's family, his wife, daughter, son, and a few friends, he points out his paintings, made while in prison. He says these images were his companions in his solitary cell. Some are of inmates he heard being tortured. He says there's only one way to stop the torture.
We need democracy by any way. We need discussion, we need press, we need demonstration to invent political life. We need time. But if this regime refuses to bring us the freedom, he must leave by any way.
Dr. Labwani points out that the trees in downtown Zabadani were planted by the French when Syria was a colony, and added, like it was a joke, this regime never planted anything. It just cut down trees and people. Deborah Amos, NPR News.